Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Storm Watchers. I'm Chip Merriweather. The good news is I found Scoops's head. The bad news is Pepe found it first and is in the backyard shooting hoops with Scoops. That's right, Scoops is going through the hoops as Pepe practices in his attempts to make the Canadian junior national basketball team. He's a two-sport wonder. And since Scoops is otherwise occupied, I will continue to tell you about the second game of Storm's doubleheader, this game against Broadway. Now, for those who remember, the last time Storm and Broadway faced off, it did not go well for Storm. Broadway hit the ball hard and kept Storm from coming back, even though Storm tried, and it was a sad, sad day for Storm. However, Storm was coming hot on the heels of a huge comeback against the Crew, and after having played a fantastic defensive game, and they were hoping they would be able to continue. However, Broadway started the game much like they started the last game against Storm, with a lot of hits. Storm, however, did remember to play defense and held Broadway to only 4 runs in the first inning. They got 3 outs in that first inning. You will maybe recall, if you're actually listening to this podcast, that the last time Storm and Broadway played, Storm only recorded 3 outs through the first 2 innings, and one of them was a home run out. So even though Storm gave up 4 runs in the first inning, this is a victory, a vast improvement over the 12-0 lead they spotted Broadway in the previous matchup. Storm also remembered how to hit and scored 4 of their own in the bottom of the first. The highlight of the inning was Lancer Beam's triple. He was either miffed he had been run for in the previous game and was trying to prove he had wheels, or he simply had a lot of extra energy saved up from not having had to run in the bottom of the 7th in the previous game. Either way, he hit a triple, and it was fun to watch. Storm kept rolling in the 2nd. A lot of hits rained down on Broadway, unlike the actual rain that had been predicted by the meteorologists who continue to keep their jobs after continually being wrong about the weather forecasts. Palindrome would hit a triple, which would become important later in the game. Storm added 5 more runs. The hits would keep coming for Storm, and they would score multiple runs every inning. Storm got particularly offensive, depending on which side you're on, you might take that word in different meanings, in the 6th, when they would score 11 runs. That's as many runs as they had scored in the first game of the doubleheader. This inning featured a Han Solo-style home run from Big Daddy D. Chewbacca sounds could be heard emanating from the dugout. The palindrome mashed a 3-run home run. This was important because it scored 3 runs, and because it completed his cycle. That's the 2nd cycle of the year for Storm, and the 1st for the palindrome. Storm would cruise to a 32-12 victory. This was a much better game for Storm than the previous game against Broadway. They held Broadway to the same number of runs in the whole game that they gave them in the first 2 innings of their previous matchup. And Storm hit well enough in this game to win any game. Will Storm continue their great defense and offense that they demonstrated in this doubleheader in their subsequent matchups in the season? Or will they revert to their ways from a few weeks ago? Only time will tell. And for you to tell, tune in to the next episode of Storm Watch.
Storm Watch with Chip Merritt.